All right. So what was the inspiration for this book? How did it all come to be?
Well, originally I had written this novel as a screenplay about a couple of years ago. And I had submitted it to a bunch of different film festivals, like the Nashville Film Festival and the Austin Film Festival. And it had done well, but it didn't win. It reached a couple of knockout phases. Some festivals would barely get through the first round, but it did okay, considering, you know, it was a good work, but not great enough to win any competition. So after that, I had submitted to a bunch of different production companies, production agencies, and they all said the same thing to me. You know, Westerns cost too much money to make as a screenplay. Try writing it into a novel, which is exactly what I did. I adapted it from one medium to the next, from screenplay to a novel. And then that's how I got started.
So what novels have really affected you as a kid? Like, which stories does this kind of take from without taking from?
I would say one of the biggest influences for this book was probably the work that Charles Portis had done on True Grit. I was a big fan of the film, both the original with John Wayne and the new one with Jeff Bridges. Then I had read the novel, and I thought it was just a masterpiece. You know, the first person style narration, the characters, and that was really a big influence on this book, because the whole story is told from, you know, a first person narrative style, with this man just recounting his tale, and, you know, from a prison cell. And that's how I got the inspiration. It was mainly from True Grit, that sort of style. That really affected me.
So what was it like to take a screenplay, something that's very visual, and then turn that into a novel, something where you kind of have to work a little bit harder to tell the story? What was that process like for you?
Oh, it was gut-wrenching because, you know, in the screenplay, it's simply action and dialogue. That's all there is. There's no room for exposition. You can't really get into monologue. So it was a grueling, grueling work because I was not used to writing novels. My background was in cinema studies and screenwriting. And, you know, I've been writing scripts since I was a 25-year-old kid. And I hadn't wrote not even a single novel since that. Mostly, I was writing one screenplay a year. So this was really my first attempt at being a full-time novelist. And it was hard. I mean, there was certain new rules I had to learn as a writer. There was different things about, you know, the novel, being a novelist, that you just don't have in screenwriting. So it was very difficult to fill in the lines, very difficult to cut out the action and exposition. These sort of things were very hard for me to get accustomed to.
What do you think you've learned about yourself through this entire process?
I've learned that writing is very grueling work. It's probably one of the most hardest things you could be in life as a career novelist. It's something that you could work 14, 15 months on a novel, cut out everything out of your life, and just basically live your life in front of a computer, and then you got to hope that work sells. So I would say I've gained a lot more respect for career novelists after writing this book. It's a very difficult craft. It's a rewarding craft, but it's also very difficult. And I have to say, it was grueling. It was a very difficult time in my life too, because, you know, I had my heart set on being a professional screenwriter, and novels are really not my thing. I enjoy reading. I love reading. It's all I really do. But being a novelist was never my thing. I mean, my dream was to be like Paddy Chayefsky or David Webb Peoples, career screenwriters, and get my union card and be a career writer in that genre. Being a writer as a novelist was never my thing. I never thought I could make it. So I've gained a new respect for that medium.
Do you think that this is something that you could dedicate more time to, or are you going to go back to screenwriting?
Actually, one genre I'm really dabbling in now, which hopefully will be out by next year, is comic book writing. I have some work that's on the ground. You know, I'm developing two comic books at the same time, actually two graphic novels I'm writing at the moment, and I want to have it out by next year. I want to have it pitched, you know, colored in, illustrated and ready to go by next year.
All right. I'm going to give you a hypothetical here. You know how it is when people want to download anything from Amazon. There's like that moment. Do I click? Do I not click? That back and forth. So we're going to pretend that you're like Jiminy Cricket. You can kind of get on somebody's shoulder and you can kind of push them in the right direction to click that button to download the book. What do you think you say to them? How do you get them to download the book?
What I would tell them is read the synopsis. I mean, in one pitch, you hear everything you need to know about a good story. It's about a man struggling with demons. It's about a man trying to find redemption. And it's a man trying to escape his past. I mean, it has pretty much some of the best Western motifs you could find. So read the synopsis. That's more, I think, than enough to help the reader, because it's really a fantastic book. And not because I wrote it, but because I really took the time and the energy to write this book. It was really a labor of love. is what it was. So it's a book that definitely shows it's worth reading. Just by opening up that first page, you'll get hooked on the lines right away.